Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
On average, every 6 days, a woman in Canada is killed by her intimate partner. The women in our communities deserve to feel safe from both emotional and physical abuse. They deserve all their anger. Most importantly, they deserve to know the people they love most will never hurt them. Men like me stand up to create a safer world for the women in our lives, and we're looking to men like you make up opportunities to join us. You can play and end violence. Visit www.whiteribbon.ca.
This bird note. In late April, in the Arizona desert, it's already over 90 degrees by 11 a.m., and the murk is still rising. A cactus wren sings, perched atop a many-lobed cactus. Then it hops down to its nest, tucked among the spam, where it's hot enough to fry an egg on a flat rock. How can the delicate nestlings of a cactus wren survive? Well, cactus wrens, times between March and September, carefully orient their nests in tune with the season. Their bulky twig structures, shaped roughly like footballs, have a side entrance that curves the inner chamber. When building a nest for the hot months, the wren faces the opening to receive the afternoon breeze. This circulates cooling air through the chamber of chicks. By contrast, a cactus wren building a nest in early March orients the entrance away from the cold winds of that season, keeping the chicks snug and warm. Bird Note. Bird Note gives you the sounds of birds every day. And you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at BirdNote Radio.
This is John, typical host of the Home to Be Rock program here on CGSF, informing you, or perhaps you, May 5th to 12th is Listener Appreciation Week here on CGSF. It's where we appreciate you, the listener, and the intelligent, savvy, and overall good looks necessary to make such a bold choice in radio. So tune in to CJSF Listener Appreciation Week, May 5th to 12th, to pump you up.
Live from the basement of the sub, high atop Burnaby Mountain, this is on Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. Campus Community Radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam. Welcome back. That set you may have heard, refresh, you've heard me refresh here tonight. Welcome to the show, our 100 show favorites episode. A lot to talk about basketball. I don't know what's going on in the late game tonight. Who is it? Oh, Sacramento. We'll see what happens there. Good set tonight. Let's see what happened there. It started with, that was the Philadelphia 76ers song. That was a song called Here Come the Sixers. It's from 1975. It was this guy named Randy Childress who, isn't there somebody, I think there's a NASCAR driver named Randy Childress. Different dude. There's some Childress. I'm trying. I don't know if it's Randy, but yeah, he had a band called Fresh Air, A-I-R-E, and but he worked for the Philadelphia 76ers doing like stupid promotions, like in his words. And yeah, they were looking for a song, and he got his band together, and they made that song. It's incredible. It's a really, really. It sounded contemporary. It sounded like it was from Asheville, North Carolina, or something like that. Crazy stuff. Really great songs. That's the that's Here Come the Sixers, their victory song. From there, it was... who was it? Holiday Ghosts. Yeah, Holiday Ghosts from the UK with B-Truck, a single from a few years ago. Stephen Malkmus, No More Shoes. That is from... That one's from Face the Truth, one of his earlier classic solo records. Then it was Real Estate, Mauno, with Vampire from Very Well. I can't remember the name of that record entirely. Shoot. Bad Memory, that was My Morning Gen. Then Bad Bad Not Good from Two Eyes Closed. Was that two or three? Maybe that was off of three. I'm not 100%. Yeah, it was probably off of three. And Home, from Under the Water, and then things picked up with Julian Casablancas from one of his solo records, and classic LCD Sound System. Then it was Paula, the most classic record from Relax Fit. Oh man, I've gone over time. Shoot, I gave myself like a certain amount of time to talk. I shouldn't have played my promo again. Yeah, LCD Sound System, Paula, then it was Porches. I missed a cuss word there. I've done that before. Nothing really bad, but I missed something there. And then Melody's Echo Chamber from their Lost record that came back a couple years ago. That's their only really hard-sounding music, Melody's Echo Chamber. I forget the name of the record, but it was like... They recorded it. It was their sophomore album. They were recording and they ran out of money or something. And then the set finished up with Matt Post Band from Band at the Dog Park. Okay, coming up on the show in the future, I'm hoping to get show favorites sometime, middle of next. But yeah, I'm really, really busy. I'm just trying to get through. I've gotten through the Blaylocks, and I was meaning to do the Burkhart this week, but I ended up just staying on top busy. So that should be... I'll be back in, like, 3 weeks for Listener Appreciation Week. 100%. I think I'd get fired if I didn't show up for that one, so... expect, especially with all me hyping up with the promo there a couple times. What else is going on? Oh, capital gains. You know, I don't always, that's the first disinflationary thing the Liberal government has done to help housing, to get investing in housing and have, like, I'm pretty not a tax guy, but like, I'm pretty sure if it's your house and you live in it and you sell it and you buy another house and maybe you profit from the house you sold, I don't know, gains. It's people who invest are going to have to pay more money when they sell property. So maybe there might be a spike in listings before the new law comes into effect. And overall, it's going to cast a chill over the property market, which is exactly what property market needs, no matter what they're telling you. I mean, if you want to make housing affordable, you put a chill over the property market. So that's very, very exciting stuff. And yeah, this show, whatever was I talking about? So I'm going to try and wrap things up here. I have a little bit of time left. I can just play more promos, though. Coming up next is the art show. That's at 8 o'clock. And then it is the Blurred Crusade. If it's Thursday, it's the Blurred Crusade. Thank you much for listening. Have a wonderful weekend.
They never want to give out their fed ride impression right away. With pathetic, pathetic savers. Fake to contact with fake names. Put your best foot forward until it grabs. Love you, behind it.
Where are they? Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Achtung, Punkrock-Freunde! This is The Blurred live on CGSF 90.1 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
You're tuned to The Blurred Crusade, the best in post-punk, with host Todd McCluskey on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Our first track to start off episode number 97 today from their forthcoming album, Romance, is